5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining me on your new favorite show. It's your boy Roy on SRQ Talk, and it starts right now.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
We're back. What do you say? 2:54 p.m. April 23rd, 2021. It's your boy Roy back in the saddle here. SRQ Talk, broadcasting live from the beautiful Sarasota, Florida, here in a great part of the country here. And yes, it is nice to be back, folks. We had a three-month hiatus interrupting season 3, episode 6 was our last broadcast, believe it or not, back in January 20th. I would explain it as like an injured reserve. I didn't tear an ACL. I did have some medical issues, had to take care of that and address that so we can be amped up like we are. So we're going to continue season 3 here, episode 7, because we do it by the seasons, and we've missed most of spring, even though I'm normally the one that follows the money and whatever pays the bills, baby. So businesses have been good. Florida is definitely has survived this pandemic as best as anybody has. Been in contact with many tourists down here from Michigan. Whoever that lady is, the governor of Michigan, and I could Google her in a minute, but why do it? I've gotten so much information from her. I don't know if it's biased or not, but they hate that lady up in Michigan. They absolutely do. And you know, Michigan is one of the states out here that contributes in listening to the show. We're over, what do we have, like 15 countries now? And you would think that the ratings have gone down, and they did, obviously, when you're off 3 months, but it did allow people to catch up on the show because we were amped up. Season 1, we had like 37 episodes. What do we have? Season 2 was about another 30 or something episodes. So we've almost broadcasted 100 episodes. Season 3 is the one that we had the hiccup. You know, health comes first before these things. And also, it was a combination of getting better healthy-wise, personally for myself. But it was also just, that was just addressing the problem and getting to a doctor specialist and taking care of the adult asthma I apparently was diagnosed with later in life. Yeah, weird thing, man. You know, makes you definitely wonder, you know, but yep, adult asthma, it's a real thing, man. And thank God I'm just fortunate and grateful that it wasn't anything like COPD or anything. It's not like I've been, you know, an angel in my life. And over 50, it's not nifty. Lock it up, baby. It's good to be back. It really is good to be back. Yep, all the little sayings are going to be. We have a couple of new buttons here, sound bites that I think people will enjoy throughout the show. We're going to keep it simple, man. We normally put Sarasota, Bradenton, and Manatee County, Sarasota County, to the front of the line. There's where we broadcast from here, the Suncoast Gulf side, baby. West side is the best side. We have at least 16 cities now in Florida, and the number one being, of course, to our surprise, damn Orlando. All amped up, man. What the hell's going on in Orlando? We're blowing up in Mickey Mouse land. Your magic are still absolutely just horrible, you know. But that's again, we're trying to get back in the NBA. We did boycott it last year towards the end of the bubble, denying ourselves to see the Miami Heat in the finals there against LeBron Lakers. They you know, they took the Heat overachieved there. But it's been hard to get back into the game. And I don't mind these players having a platform. You know, you could do it on your off time. But when I'm sitting and watching a game, I don't want it in my face. I'm just maybe old school that way. But we're going to keep it moving. We're going to try. We're only going to broadcast one time a week now. We are going to broadcast on Fridays, TGIF Fridays, like it is today. April 23rd. You know, welcome aboard, man. It's been a long time coming, 3 months out without with the buttons. That's why I keep on playing with the buttons and all that. It's just good to be back. When you don't practice, the practice doesn't make perfect. I wish I had the sound bite for Iverson when he said practice. But we move on, man. It's good to be back. We do have sponsors. We got emails. We can be heard pretty much on any podcast where you get your podcast. You can look up SRQ Talk Show, and your boy Roy is going to be right there. But we do broadcast from the Anchor Dashboard, Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify, Cloud Sound or CastBox or Himalaya. The list goes on and on as usual. We're new, fresh, local podcast here talking about the Sun Coast. And we're going to do, we used to do four or five days a week. I played hooky a lot one week or whatever, but we broadcast a lot. We're amped up, but now we're tightening up the show just because of reality things. I do have other businesses that that require my time, and recording a podcast is not, it takes time. It takes time. You don't want to put garbage out there, but you need to record. We don't edit the show here at all. If any of you are an active listener, you know that by now. We definitely don't edit the show. You get what you get. It's as real as you're going to get there. We're going to be talking about the week that was. That's going to be the theme of the show every Friday, one time a week broadcast here. That's what we're narrowing it down to. After the break, we realized it just makes sense to do that. So lock it up. It's Friday and it feels good that it's Friday. We're going to have the weekend here in another paradise. Weather seems to be holding up. It's going to get hotter as we go here. I can't believe yesterday I'm hearing like snow in Denver and Kentucky and Wisconsin. Really, it's the middle of April. The Colorado Rockies played a baseball game that you would have thought it was a Denver Bronco game. It was just like snow and baseball. I don't know about that, really. When is it over? It's really fun as a kid to grow up north or one of those snowy places. You know, you got your school days off. You don't have the responsibility, but adult life has got to be absolutely miserable. I mean, why wouldn't these people be moving by the thrones down here? I mean, they are lining up to come to Florida. It's jacking up the price of real estate down here. People that had $250,000 homes as far as a month ago are asking $390,000, $410,000 now because these damn New Yorkers come down here and everything's cheap to them. You know, they just sold their crib for $500,000. They come down here with a pocket full of money and they're going to offer you whatever they want. They're running so quick out of their damn state. They can't stand it. They are piling out of there. You know, they're like out of there. They're screaming, ready to get out of New York. New York, get out of town. California, Los Angeles, New York City. Garbage, all of it, absolutely garbage. Why would they want to come here? Of course they want to come here to Florida. But and then the problem is that they come with their bad attitudes. We don't honk the horn in Sarasota, okay? So get with it. And stop telling me that you're from New York. The minute that you open your mouth, everybody knows you're from New York. You don't have to tell nobody you're from New York. Everybody knows you're from New York. Okay, these are my people, okay? I'm allowed to talk like this about them, okay? Because it's funny to me. And you don't have to lock your doors either here in damn Sarasota, okay? Okay, you don't have to be paranoid that someone's going to mug you across the street, that someone's going to steal your car, that you got to lock your door, okay? Nobody worries about those things here. You're not in your disgusting town or your high crime rate city that you come from, all right? Damn, relax. You're making us nervous, okay? But we're going to go on, and we're absolutely happy. And believe it or not, we wanted to come out so hard and strong, right? No pun intended, but I'll tell you, I got a new sponsor, okay? And many men do go through this problem. Thank God, okay, that I have. I do not, but I look down on nobody that does. It's a natural male sexual stimulant, they want to call it. It's a drink for erectile dysfunction. that many, many men suffer. That's my new sponsor of the show, Herbal Dash, as in the symbol, herbal-erect.com. I'm going to let them tell you about it. We'll be back in 2 and 2.
Ryan Stewart here of the Two Live Stews. I want to tell you about Herbal Erect, a male enhancement instant drink made with natural ingredients I now use. It is specially formulated to improve any intimate encounter and maximize your sexual potential.
With my high blood pressure and having to schedule adult playtime with my wife, our relationship struggled. Now I take Herbal Erect. There have been no side effects, and happy wife, happy life.
Remember, sex is supposed to be fun and enjoyable. For a free sample, visit herbal-erect.com. That's herbal, the dash symbol, erect.com. Also available on amazon.com.
Well, there you have it, man. Herbal-erect.com, baby. Locking it up. Sponsor of the show there. Check them out. If you know somebody, like the guy said, they're a happy wife, happy life. They're lock it up, baby. It's the SRQ talk show, man. It's your boy, Roy, live from Sarasota, bringing it strong here. So we're going to basically do a one-hour show only on Fridays. And we're basically going to label it the week that it was. There you go. Lock it up, baby. The week that it was, Sarasota. Not much to report other than a lot of annoying tourists are out of our hair. Damn. You know, I'll tell you, March was scary as hell. Talk about madness. March was just like everybody was here. Traffic. You had to push your front door open because there's people piling up. Oh, everybody from New York, everybody from Michigan, Ohio, leaving. Oh, God, March was madness to the core down here. Siesta Key, Longboat Key. Just the whole damn city was amped up, man, with people. But about 50,000 people have left, and we are very happy about it. Get the hell out of here. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your tax dollar. But you know what? It's time to go home. Get the hell out of here. Thank you for coming. Thank you for participating. Thank you for empowering Florida's economy more like ours here in Sarasota. Because guys, drop some cash here, man. There wasn't no rent-a-cars. Uber drivers were just canceling, you know, jobs out. The traffic, you needed a helicopter to get around. If you're not Mac Daddy, like your boy Roy, getting around town, baby, you were in trouble. You were stuck in traffic somewhere. Just dead traffic, just miles long. And people not caring because they're on vacation. They don't care. They're not in a rush to get to work. That's your problem. I'm coming to invade your city, spend money, go to the restaurants. You know, get damn wicked drunk. These people drink like fish. Oh, my God. Ohio, Michigan. Man, those people are like, it's like scary. You know, they drink like fish. Man, they are. That's it. They you know, once that's a morning, they don't. This 5 o'clock somewhere. That's their theory is. Well, like I said, we like for our audience, and we have a large one out there. I'm not going to bore you with the stats, but we're amped up, man. Yeah, let me bore you here for a minute. Because he loves talking about his numbers.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to continue to talk about my numbers. Nothing's changed here because I haven't broadcast in 3 months. I'm the same damn a-hole, okay, 3 months later, okay? And this is, you tune in. The numbers don't lie. Even when we were away, we were amping it up. You know what, how many countries we have? Let me tell you how many countries. Let me go ahead and brag about it. He's bragging about his numbers again.
Whatever.
We got the UK, Germany, Ireland, Mexico, Turkey, Netherlands, Singapore, beautiful Colombia, the motherland of Spain, Italia, Pucadore. We have Qatar. We still don't know how to damn pronounce the damn country. Q-A-T-A-R. That's Qatar. It's a Middle Eastern community out there. South Africa, New Zealand, Malaysia, and guess what? Taiwan, baby, lock it up. Hop on. Taiwan, you ain't got, don't hate because you ain't got Taiwan. I do. And guess what? The ladies, amp it up, baby. They hold it strong at 63% of my listeners are from the female gender. And that's just countries. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 15 countries outside the U.S., baby. Lock It Up is listening to the SRQ Talk Show here with your boy, Roy. Guys, herbal-erect.com. Lock it up, man. I'd go there. If you got some issues, man, I'd rather, instead of taking a pill, I'd rather have it in a drink. It stimulates you. It's a great drink. I'm looking at their website now. It's basically a natural male sexual stimulant. And go to their website, herbal-erect.com. Lock it up. Sponsor of the SRQ Talk Show. We do appreciate that. So the week that was, man, of course, it was the trials going on in that vomit cop in damn Minnesota. It's not even worth mentioning. He got his ass handed to him. I mean, what else were you going to expect? What else were you expecting? A not guilty? Are you kidding me? Can you imagine a not guilty? A not guilty would be bombs away, baby, on Baghdad, all over New York City. Just bomb it all, man. That's what they were going to do if it was a not guilty. So there wasn't much of a choice. We all saw the guy's knee on him for damn 9 minutes and, 28 seconds? Way too much. Get the hell off the guy's neck in a hot Philadelphia city ground, man, in the summer. Over what? Over a $20 bill? Get the hell out of here, man. You got what you deserve. You know, some of these cops are power. And listen, I'm pro-police in the SRQ Talk Show. Is pro police. I'm not one of these idiots that want to defund the police. Okay, no, I'm not that. I'm not that. I might look and sound dumb. I'm not that dumb. I'm not gonna be defunding the police when I want. When I call 911, I want them to fucking show up. Okay, damn it. You know, if not, it's game over, man. You know, I want the police, man. Give me, yeah, baby, give me the police all day, every day. Don't be crying about defunding the police. Are you nuts? But you don't go. And there's a couple of power hungries that forget that they actually work for us. And there's apples everywhere and a bunch of it, you know, and a little blue brother. And you know what? We've had enough. Accountability, baby, is what LeBron says. It's time for accountability, man. And I'm not talking about a 16-year-old damn lunatic, you know, trying to stab another citizen and going after the cop. Okay, get your facts straight first, okay? The police dash camera shows, or his chest camera showed later, that lady was a damn lunatic, okay? Going after people with a knife and all that. I mean, that is justified, and that's why these cameras for the police, the SRQ Talk Show, is completely a fan of these cameras, and it's gonna help cops in the long run. You know, if you don't have these cameras, and then it's a riot in their damn, you know, burning down the damn cities. And in the past week also, we want to go, if that's what the show's gonna be now on Fridays here, you tuned in with your boy Roy, SRQ Talk here, doing only a Friday, TGI Friday show. Got episodes galore if you ever want to see the past archive shows. Season 1, 37 episodes. Season 2, I was 28 episodes. You know, season 3, we had a hiccup. I had an injury, put me on IR for 3 months. Okay. Come back, and we're coming back strong as hell. So strong that my first damn sponsor out of the gate is a damn natural sexual enhancement, erect, herbal-erect.com, baby. We're coming out strong, too. And that's how we come out of the gates. That's how we do around here. But, of course, we are up against the clock always around here. And we've always, we're about 20 minutes in. We do got some time for a couple of reports. We like to keep it in the chest. And what I was going to mention is that I'm glad that Florida passed a law the other day, the non-riot law. See if we can look that up. Riot law that we recently passed here, since we're doing a show on the week it was. The riot law of Florida, let's say. Let's see what that comes up. And we'll get some information. There you go. DeSantis sued Florida. All right. Let me see. Anti-riot law. Lock it up, baby. This is going to come from the ABC Journal. Okay. How Florida's new anti-riot law could run afoul in around the First Amendment. Now, there you go. You know, there's always one of these. Are you kidding? Get the hell out of it. Legal experts see First Amendment problems with Florida new anti-riot bill signed into law by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Lock it up, Ronnie, baby. Doing a great job, Ronnie. Monday, DeSantis praised the law, okay, saying the strongest anti-rioting, pro-law enforcement piece of legislation of the country. Yeah, we lead. We're not a bunch of damn followers here, okay? You don't see our country going economically right over the pandemic. We're going to deal with it responsibly. Social distancing, putting on masks. We're not going to eradicate business. We're not going to shut it down like these damn other Democratic-ran states that the people are running from. You know, all these people that sound like, yeah, those are the ones that are running away, you know, all day. But we're not going to do that. So we're leaders. We're putting into law. There's no reason. You can protest, everybody. You can protest. However, you don't have to act like a fool and put things on fire and destroy property. Okay? You damn ignorant fools. Going to prove nothing. You know, you're not going to root and riot. And you can protest peacefully like they did back in the day. Okay? Without that, I'm not going to read this story because this is a damn yawn fest, okay? Absolutely yawn fest. Yeah, I'm not going to go into the story because it's boring me to death. I'm going to go into the second half of the show where we're going to talk about a little bit of sports here. Let me see. How do you contact the show? You go to srqtalk@gmail.com. Drop us an email. You can also leave us a voicemail on our website by going to srqtalk.com, hitting the message button. They'll give you 60 seconds to tell you what it's about. We're new, fresh, local, and obviously worldwide talk. I named our 15 countries, including damn Taiwan, locking it up, tuning it in live from Taiwan, baby. Some idiot on a podcast in Sarasota getting people from Taiwan. Don't hate, man. We're going to keep it going. We're coming off a three-month layoff due to medical IR, but we're recovered. We're amped up. We're going to be broadcasting on Fridays only now. It's going to be the week that was. Just went into story about how they passed that law, the riot law. A lot of things are happening in Florida. Florida is popping, happening, man. People are wanting to come here, and we're hating it because, let me see, Florida used to be our number one state, but I'll tell you what, big disappointment. Okay, on Florida. Florida drops down to number two. Guess who's the number one amped up state in the whole United States? It's Washington, baby. And it's not that D.C. damn crap that they want to make the 51 state. No, it's not that D.C. garbage. It's out west, young man. It's the land of Seattle, Washington. The state of damn Washington, man. Number one state that listens to your boy Roy here, SRQ Talk. State of Washington, all coming out of the Emerald City of Seattle. And then, of course, it's Florida. And within Florida, we got 15 cities leading the pack. It's damn Orlando. We told you earlier, followed by that used to be the king of the hill, Fort Myers. St. Pete's got it all amped up, followed by Sarasota. And our new one, damn Pinellas Park, is damn amped up. So amped up that they snuck into the top five, surpassing Northport in Miami. Out there in the 305, the dirty is still there, but relevant drops down to 7 foot law to Dottie Dottie. And my only representative in the whole damn Manatee County is damn Palmetto. Palmetto making the track. After that, it's damn Toilet, Bradenton, Parrish, Naples, Punta Gorda, Lakeland, Tampa, and our newest city, damn Gulf Breeze, is damn amped up. Gonna have to Google where Gulf Breeze up. Gulf Breeze is over by that Tallahassee, Panama City, where your boy Roy's maxed out before over there in Panama City. Remember MTV used to go back there? That was Spring Break Heaven. Now it's Siesta Key down here. Proof was last March, baby. We had over 100,000 visitors from all over in the world. And now that we have the damn Southwest Airlines, we're getting Drex from Kentucky, Louisville, Nashville, Tennessee. They're coming from everywhere now that Southwest has opened up there. That's another keeping you in the know, SRQ Talk. It's your boy, Roy. We're going to take a break, come back for the second half. Like the boy used to say back in the dating game, we'll be back in 2 and 2. OK, Okay, thank you for rejoining the show. That's right, it's your boy Roy, SRQ Talk, the latter 30 minutes of the one-hour show that we're only broadcasting one day a week now. It's the TGI Friday show, and today, April 23rd, 2021, thank you for coming back from the first segment, getting our feet wet here a little bit, you know, coming off a three-month layoff, interrupting the season three spring editions. Last broadcast was episode six, back all the way back in January 20th when Dan Biden got inaugurated. We're coming off the MLK January 15th holiday, or I think it was the 18th on that day. So it's been a long time. They put me on the shelf, man. IR, injury reserve, unable to perform list here. Just like any injury, baby, took me 3 months to get it together, get some treatment for the issue. And here we are, amped up, broadcasting live from Sarasota like we do. We used to do 5 days a week when we were amped up on season one and two. And now we're slowing it up. There's other realities, other business opportunities that we are taking advantage of, or I am taking advantage of, I should say. But we're still new, fresh, local, and worldwide. We went over some of the cities that are representing and listening to your boy Roy, SRQ Talk. Yes, we expand. We reach, our reach is much further than just the immediate area here in what we call the Sun Coast here, Gulf side. West Florida, baby, is the best side. And that's definitely proof. But don't come here, okay? Don't damn come here, because everybody else is coming here. You know, all those states running away like freaking maniacs out of their states because they're so poorly run and crime rate is at a disgusting level. Yeah, you know, don't come here, okay? Come as vacation, absolutely. All day you come here on vacation. Spend your money, spend a month, spend 2 weeks, spend a couple of days, just come for a weekend. But guess what? After that, that's it. You know, it's time to go. Yeah. Game over. Okay. Oh, no, that's the game over one. Absolutely. We're just getting it together, a little bit out of practice. What hasn't changed is where we're broadcasting live from the Anchor dashboard, but you can basically catch us on any of anywhere you get your podcast. Some of the ones that we know of are Breaker Radio, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify. I keep calling it Cloud Sound. It's not Cloud Sound, you damn idiot. It's damn SoundCloud, CastBox, Himalaya. Truth of the matter is, you go to any Google search, AOL or Yahoo search, you put in SRQ Talk Show, and your boy Roy is going to be top three there, if not one. We'd like for you to participate in the show. You can't obviously call in, so go ahead and drop us an email at srqtalk@gmail.com, or go better yet, don't talk to us. Just we'll be the listeners. Go ahead and leave a voicemail there, and if it's any good, your boy Roy is going to make you SRQ Talk famous. Play it on the air. You go to srqtalk.com, hit the message button, man, and tell me your thoughts. Give me your take. We told you about our new sponsor of the show. We wanted to come hard and strong out of the gate after a three-month layoff. And guess what? Our sponsor can't even make this stuff up. Herbal-erect.com. That's herbal-erect, the symbol, erect.com. Boys, there got a supplement there. It is in the form of a drink. It's an instant drink, the herbal. Most often for every drug on the market, there is a natural remedy. Herbal Erect is a sexual man enhancement. Instant drink made with several natural herbal ingredients. Herbal Erect comes in powder form. Just add warm water. As a liquid, it is directly consumed and enters into the bloodstream faster, thus making it more effective. The Herbal Erect version are regular strength and extra strength because it's natural. The regular strength is safe for individuals with high blood pressure and taking medication. There you go. Lock it up. Herbal-erect.com. Sponsor the show. If you got an issue with it, contact them directly. If you're not internet savvy, 678-674-7693. That's area code 678-674-7693. And we thank them for sponsoring the show. Normally, on the second half of the one-hour show here, your boy Roy likes to go into sports on other segments, including Season 3, which is we're broadcasting Season 3, Episode 7 now, because we won't go into Season 4 until June 21st, where summer, and then we're coming up on our one-year anniversary of your boy Roy's SRQ Talk podcast here. Making some waves, man. We got 15 cities. We got 14 states in the United States. We got 15 countries outside of the United States in our latest. Damn, Taiwan, Japan, jumping aboard. All right, so what do we got here? Today, I mean, we got some baseball. We got some basketball going on. Let's see what's going on in the basketball. And we are, just a couple of days away from the damn NFL draft. You know, the quarterback from Clemson's going number one. Who's going two and three? We all like to know. Kid from Ohio State, he's projected. Let me see what the since we're coming up on the college draft, let's see what some of the mock draft are there. College mock draft in 2021. Let's see what we got cooking here. You know, let me see NFL mock draft here. Let's look at the four letter network and see what they're talking about. Of course, nobody knows where anybody's going. They don't know if the Jets are going to pick at quarterback. They're definitely going quarterback. 32 teams will be picking, of course, your damn Tampa Bay Buccaneers, since they won the Super Bowl. They picked last, 32. But, you know, it's all projected that Jacksonville is going to go with Trevor Lawrence of Clemson, and why wouldn't they be? It's almost like a Peyton Manning coming out. So we'll see Trevor Lawrence go number one. The Jets, all things are pointing to Zach Wilson of BYU. San Francisco, everybody wants them to pick Justin Fields of Ohio State. Via Miami, the Niners, and via Houston, they got that pick. So the Niners are sitting at a quarterback. They don't know what they're going to pick, either Justin Fields or the kid out of Alabama. The Atlanta Falcons, a trade haul to match Miami's. While we won't quite win, it's the same kind of bidding war that nestles Miami two future rounders. Atlanta should receive a future first-round pick at the very least, given the quarterback desperation around the league. So the Falcons got the number four pick. The Bengals, they got number five, and they might go and hate on Dallas and pick Kyle Pitts. That, you know, talk about an erect with our sponsor earlier. Damn, the owner of the Dallas, is he got a hard on for Kyle Pitts or what, man? I mean, what the hell going on there, man? This guy's going on Twitter saying he wants Kyle Pitts. Why is he showing his hand? Dallas doesn't pick until like number 10. So why? I mean, the Bengals might take him, Kyle Pitts of Florida, or they might take the offensive Oregon's tackle, the best tackle coming out in 10 years, Sewell. And that's what they should do to protect that young man. They got a quarterback now, the kid out of LSU. So the Dolphins pick six via Philly, and they might go for Pitts as well. And I want Miami to pick a Kyle Pitts right now. That guy's definitely a game breaker, but they might want to get protection for Tua. And if the Oregon's Penny Sewell's there, that's who they're going with. Or they might go with the wide receiver, Jamar Chase from LSU. That's going to be available there at six. The Lions pick next. They're going with a tackle, and they're just hoping to get Penny Sewell. They should trade up to make sure they get him. Panthers, they got Justin Fields going number eight pick, dropping all the way to eight to the Panthers. I doubt that's happening, okay? I doubt that's happening because Justin Fields is projected to be taken by the Niners. So we'll see. Unless they pass on to the Broncos, is all hoping that Justin Fields drops to number nine. Dallas, still, they want Pitts, and they've made that clear. Giants, that leaves the Giants with Devontae Smith, Alabama. I don't know. Who is this? PFF.com, man, has got Devontae Smith dropped down all the way to 11 to the Giants. That's wishful thinking, isn't it? The Eagles want Devontae Smith, but man, if we don't think they're going to drop to 11, or really 12, better start getting a second pick there just in case. They have the Chargers picking Rashawn Slater out of Northwestern. The Vikings picking Slater, also offensive tackle. New England's quarterback, Mac Jones, Alabama. Does Mac Jones drop all the way to 15th, or does he go number three with the Niners? That's the question people want to know. And I think these people are smoking definitely illegal wacky tobacco here. News and analysis. Who is this? PFF. You got to be kidding me, bro. 2021 draft pick dream scenario for all 32. Oh, this is a dream scenario. Yeah, this is like whacking off. Yeah, this ain't legit, man. Let me get off these people because they're crazy. They're crazy already. That Devontae Smith's gonna drop down to get out of town. First round picks. Yeah. Well, I mean, you get my choice. We're not going to go through the whole thing. You know the suspects out there, the people that are in the and there's a nice running back also. And there's Jalen Waddle, man. This draft is packed. 2021 NFL live draft there. And, yeah, Trent Lawrence. I like him at the Jaguars over there. You know, he's got the coach that's going to go over there, that, you know, quarterback with T with Tebow's old coach there. So we'll see, man. That's going to be exciting. I think the Jets do go with Zach Wilson. People are saying they just go with Justin Fields, but that remains to be seen. We were doing a lock of the day, and since we're only doing Fridays, it's not going to be, I guess we can do you know, tonight's game and give you a game. Let's see offhand in the NBA today, the Celtics play the Nets. The Nets are favorite 5. This is a great game going on today. 7:30 on the big four-letter network. ESPN will be broadcasting this. Tip-off 7:30. Celtics-Nets. That's the one that you break out the popcorn for, guys. And -5, the Nets. Seems a little fat. And guess what? You know, does seem like too many points to give the Celtics. But guess what? I'm going Brooklyn all day on now. And there you go. First lock out of the three-month stint. Haven't broadcast since January 20th. And here we are. Continuing season 3, episode 7, your second half of the show, lock of the day. It's the Brooklyn Nets laying 5 against the Celtics. Over under is 226. We're just going with the number. We're going to give them the 5 lock of the day. There you go. The Brooklyn Nets with Harden, baby. Lock it up. The Heat play the Hawks. We could have no interest on that because you know the theory of the show. Let me remind you, since it's been 3 months since we last broadcast, I can tell you that we don't bet on our favorite team. It's a double whammy. It's just one of those rules, cardinal rules, that you don't do on this show, at least. That's our theory. We got the LeBron-less Cavaliers against the Hornets. Hornets favorite 1.5. I like the Hornets all day there, but we already gave you my lock. But let's give you the second one. It's the Charlotte Hornets, baby. Lay the 1.5 against the Cavaliers. I like the Hornets a lot there. Okay, so it's going to be the Hornets, and we're dropping 5 to Boston, which is crazy, but there's got to be something going on in that line. Wizards, Thunder, vomit. This is a bore fest, a yawner. No, I want no interest. I will be nowhere near this Wizards Thunder game. And then we got the Clippers and the Rockets, also a bore fest. Even though the Clippers are playing late, as of late, they've been playing great. That's why they're a 10-point favorite over Oladipo in the Rockets, okay? And then we got Grizzlies in the Trailblazers. Trailblazers are our favorite 3.5 with the Hulu guy there. Over under 233. This is Trailblazers all day there. I'd lay that 3.5, but we won't. Great game here. Nuggets against the Warriors. We love this game. Curry the other day, Steph Curry, he had a consecutive game streak snap the other day, where he was scoring 30 points a game for many games, and then he was just throwing brick after brick. It was the first time that I've seen Seth Curry throw bricks. He was building a house out there. He only scored 18 points. He was 2 of 14 from the 3-point land, and they were disgusting looking shots. I've never seen Seth Curry so disgustingly the other day, where he scored only 18. But the Nuggets are favorite 2.5. That's one of my favorite teams, but one of their superstars went down there. So I'd be very careful there, even though they're laying 2.5 to Warriors at home. The Warriors, the home dog there. We'll stay away from that one, man. So that's basically your NBA there. There you go. I gave you 2 locks. I gave you the Hornets -1.5 against the Cavaliers, and the Brooklyn Nets laying 5 against Boston Celtics. Let me see what we have in the land of baseball coming in. We missed a game today. The Cubs and the Brewers opened up early today. There is a 7:05 game, the A's and the Orioles. Don't like any over under 9.5. The A's are favorite 133. I'm staying away from that one. You got DeGrom from the Mets today. He's favorite 301, meaning that you got to put $300 to win 100. Let's see how we're doing. We're always up against the clock. We're doing fine. We're halfway through the show here. On the second half, excuse me, I ain't got a mute button, so, you know, you're going to hear that from time to time. Yeah, you're going to hear that from time to time, so get used to it. A little cough here and there. Should have a cough button. No, I should be more polite, you know, but I'm not. It is what it is. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. Getting back in the saddle after a three-month layoff. I'm pretty excited about broadcasting here this evening to you. Let me see the Grom against the Mets. We're doing the second half of the show. We're going to keep it just like our same format, even though that we're only broadcasting one day out of the week on Friday now, doing the week that was, keeping it close to the vest, Sarasota, Manatee County, but we do go Florida news, national news, and international as well, if it's worth my time in a one-hour show to squeeze it in. Mariners against the Red Sox. Let me see that DeGrom game. Let me see. Yeah, that's 301, man. You got to lay 300 to win 100 bucks against the Nationals. Over under is 7. You probably want to go under there on based on our theory, but we're going to stay away from that one. That's too close to call. Mariners against the Red Sox. Red Sox are favorite 144, over under 9.5. That's a game that you go over there. There you go. Lock it up, man. Your baseball lock of the day, April 23rd. It's your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk. On the sports segment of the second half of the SRQ Talk Show, I'm going over 9.5 in the Mariner-Red Sox game today. That tips off at 7:10. You can see it on NESN locally there in the Massachusetts area. And then you got the Yankees against the Indians, over under 8.5. Yankees are a huge favorite, 149 against the Indians. My God, Indians have to be absolute damn garbage to be minus 149. Are you kidding me? And then you got the Royals against the Tigers. Royals a slight favorite at 118. Over under is 8. We have your damn Tampa Bay Rays. Yeah, lock it up, man. The damn Tampa Bay Rays, man. They are playing some hot. They're probably the hottest team in baseball right now. I feel like I haven't missed anything in 3 months. The Rays were hot then. They're hot now. Last year they were hot. Their favorite huge tonight against the Blue Jays, 163, over under 7. They got Glasnow on the mound. And there you go, man. Glasnow's Mac Daddy. And then we got the Diamondbacks against the Northport Braves. The Atlanta Braves are favorite, 169. They got Yona, the Japanese guy, on the mound today against Weaver. Over-unders, 8.5. That game goes over all day, but I'm a little hesitant on the Braves. The Diamondbacks might not give support. Weaver's going to get rocked. He's that's a huge favorite, Braves, 169. We're going to stay away from that one. We got Greinke on the mound against the Angels, Haney, over-under 8. Of course, Greinke's favorite, 141. I think the 8 is low, but then again, Greinke's been playing really good. His last game that he was involved in, it was like a 1-0 game or something. Got the Rangers at 8-10 against the Chi Sox, Southside, White Sox. Their favorite, 147 against the Rangers, Snorefest. We got the Twins against the Pirates, another Snorefest. Twins Hap is favorite, 162 over Brubaker of the Pirates. Cardinals, Rays. We got Gray, Reds of. That's their best player right there. And they, you know what? That's a good one. The Reds, I like the Reds over the Cardinals today against Ha-Yoon Kim. Ha-Yoon Kim is favorite 113. You're basically getting the game even, over under 7.5. Guess what? Lock it up, man. I'm going with my Cincinnati Reds. And my third largest audience comes from the state of Ohio, I believe. Let's go ahead and verify that real quick here. Is he talking about his numbers again?
Whatever.
Right, we're going to go back to the numbers, and we're going to see here for a minute, because there we go. States in the United States. Huge part. Ohio, number 3. I knew they were top 3, baby. All coming from Columbus, Ridgeville. They're number 3. Domination in Columbus, Ohio. A little bit of listenership. Probably about 3% in North Ridgeville, if you know where that is. Lock it up there. It's your boy, Roy. We're up against the clock, so we're going to kind of wrap this up. Let me see. So I gave you 2 locks in the NBA, and now we're going to Cincinnati Reds, locking it up against the Cardinals. That's a lock for you. We got the Phillies and the Rockies. hope it doesn't snow again. They're getting off at 8:40. Rockies a slight favorite at 122. We'll stay away. We got the Marlins. That's my favorite team, so we got to pass them. They're over there at the stick over there in Napa Valley, in San Francisco with the playing the Giants. Wood against Alcantara. Over under is 7. I almost like the over there, but I don't trust it. We got the Padres and the Dodgers. Now, this is a doozy. This is the one I could get behind here. Over under is 6.5 currently. It's Kershaw against Darvish. That is definitely going to go under there at 6.5. Kershaw is a favorite, 150. He beat him last week. They go up against, that's the 10-10 last game of the week, last game. But we're going to stay away. We're going to stay away because that number is way too low, and I want to go the under. But your locks, it's the Cincinnati Reds over the Cardinals. Okay, Gray's on the mound. They're best pitcher. And what else did we go? We stayed away from the Rays. Give me – yeah, you know what? We're going to wrap it up here. It was a pleasure to be back for a show after 3 months. So it's in the books. Season 3, Episode 7 in the books. We thank our sponsor, herbal-erect.com, for sponsoring the first show out of the gates. We'll be broadcasting only on Fridays now, so it's TGIF. Don't act the fool. There is no more. Your boy, Roy, SRQ Talk.
Oh, thank you.